everybody. Welcome to this week's Entrepreneur Experiment Mentor Moment with me, Gary Fox. In Mentor Moments, I go back and look at the most popular episodes of the Entrepreneur Experiment and break out short 10-minute lessons for you that you can enjoy and recap. This is from Mr. Rob Lipset. He was episode 144. I would highly recommend you go back and listen to this episode, because as I was reading back through the transcript, it is just packed with little nuggets and insights. Rob is one of the most high-energy, motivational guys I've ever spoken with. And on today's episode, we talk about how he got started, how the whole online space works as a creator. How do you make money? How do you get partnerships? You know, all those things. Hashtag Rob10. How does that make sense? How does he make money? And how does it all work? We also talk about motivation. How do you get it? How do you keep it? And what's the trick for sustaining it over the long term? Here's my mentor moment with Rob Lipset.
We all like what we're good at, and I believe we should double down our strengths instead of always trying to be something we're not and trying to work on our weaknesses so much. By all means, do work your weaknesses, but I think if we play to our strengths, that's how we really achieve greatness. And so I was always mad into fitness, and it was always something I wanted to do. And so I said, no matter what, I'm going to make it happen, whatever, maybe online, in person, selling books, plans, whatever, I'm going to make it happen.
And then what was the route? Because you said, okay, once the number was there, did you have, like, how are you planning this? How are you going, okay, this is my next step, this is my next step? Because I know you're big into planning. I want to get into that later on in terms of how you plan your week, day, month. But back then, how are you viewing this? Because the early days can be a bit confusing.
Absolutely. So, like a lot of Irish businesses or Irish people, we get our ideas from America.
Even still,
right? And so I would watch so many American fitness YouTubers who are putting out tons of online fitness content. Like, you remember them even back in the day, like, you'd have like the Hodge twins, Matt Ogus, Mike Chang, Six Pack Shortcuts, like all these guys. I would just see them making a killing from just putting out fitness advice, and, you know, then they make a business around that. And I said, there's not a single Irish fitness YouTuber. And I, to this day, I was the first person to ever be putting out online fitness content at scale in Ireland. And I can say that confidently, like I can say that publicly, because it's true.
What year was this?
Oh, this was, so my first ever YouTube video was September the 1st, 2014.
Wow.
So it's like up to 7 years ago. I will never forget that day. And I want to get that day tattooed onto me.
But so that, I was trying to think yesterday. I was like, I think, you know, what, I thought it was coming up on 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
Yeah.
That's a short time.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, but a very long time in the online world.
Exactly. And the interesting thing is, until maybe 2017, if even, like, things blew up around then, but like there was no overnight success. Like, there was 34 years initially with, you know, just getting a handful of views and, you know, nothing massive. And I think even the pancake video, it only went viral like a year or two after uploading it. And that's such an interesting thing about YouTube. So, and that's why it's my favorite platform, is because, let's say you post a really good Instagram post, like it's really helpful, informative, and it gets a ton of engagement. After a few weeks, that's it, it's gone the water. But if you upload to YouTube, I think about it as every video is putting money in the bank, it's investing it. It can blow up, go randomly viral 3 years later. Like, it'll just, YouTube will put in the recommended, which I find so interesting.
It's fascinating.
So how all the algorithms work. But that's why I love YouTube so much. Like, you can be uploading, and, you know, you're not seeing much. And then overnight, just you'll wake up and a video will have gone viral. So YouTube's a different animal. And YouTube's the only one you actually get paid on views. You know, obviously, it's not much until you know, have loads online, they're all banking up views, but it definitely does add up, you know.
How did you sustain the momentum? Because we talked about a little bit off camera in terms of video, it's quite difficult to do. How did you sustain that belief and the momentum in those 1, 2, 3 years where it's like, oh, you know, a couple hundred views, a couple of thousand views? What was that kept you going?
Yep. So firstly, starting a YouTube channel is, and keeping it going, running it, is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And I've worked, you know, manual labor jobs. I've worked jobs I hated. I've built apps. I've sold clothing. I've done so many different things. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. I have so much respect. Like, there's some days where you just do not want to put your face on camera and be like, hey, what's up, everyone? You got to turn up every day. And it's like, let's say you're working in, like, you know, just an office or whatever. You just go in, put your head down and kind of chill for the day. YouTube, being on camera, it is extremely difficult. It's like, even being a TV presenter, I'd imagine, would be very hard. But the thing is, with a YouTube channel, you produce it, you direct it, you write it, you're the cameraman, it's all on you. So it's very, very difficult. And the only way you're going to keep that momentum up is if you're really loving what you're doing. So a lot of people, they'll jump on the fitness trend, maybe they'll try to do like a makeup trend. And I go, unless you really love what you're talking about, then you're not going to be able to sustain it. You know, you're going to get pretty sick of it. So I genuinely have loved fitness and training and helping people improve their physiques and their lives in some way. So I could talk about it all day. Like, just, I think if we started chatting about, you know, dairy on the way to get our coffee, I was like, well, here's the breakdown of dairy, you know? Yeah. So I just love it. I could talk about it forever. So that's what allows me to keep going.
Do you ever find it difficult putting yourself out there all the time? Are there ever times you're like,
yeah, absolutely. There's many days, especially if you're hungover. that's one of my main motivation to stay in. Like, you know, I literally, if you're hungover, I'm just like, I cannot speak to a camera. Like, so I got to go sleep last night. I'm nice and fresh today. And like, my girlfriend's like, oh, do you want to have a bottle of wine dinner? I was like, nope, podcast recording tomorrow. Can't be done.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No,
professional.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, so there's so many days where you just don't want to go on camera. And men can't wear makeup. So, well, you can now, I guess, 2021.
But back in 2014, you know, being a YouTuber, that wasn't a thing, really. It was in the States. You know, you talked about the people there that made it, that pioneered it. You know, to keep that going over this length of time, you're probably one of the only people in Ireland still going.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I'll tell you something, you can probably relate to this, any Irish person could. When I first started, everyone, who the hell does your man think he is doing bicep curls on the internet? What? Fucking Billy Biceps over here. Who do you think? The abuse you'd get.
Yeah.
But like, it was from no one you knew or care about. And I've always, we all need this attitude a little bit more in the social media era. Why would you care about what an anonymous profile cares online? You don't know these people. You don't value their opinion, whatever. And if your friends start saying something, that's not good, or your family. But my friends and family were always so supportive. Like, I remember when I started my YouTube channel, they all shared it. And they're like, oh, check out my mate. Like, he just started like a fitness channel. So I was very lucky for that, because I do know some people and their friends, like, they, you know, bitch about them and they say, who do you think he is starting out in social media?
Yeah.
Or who do you think she is? And so I was very lucky for that. But yeah, at the beginning, you know, Irish people were like, who the hell does this lad think he is? But I just didn't care.
I'd written down the notes before this. I'd love / hate, just like the TV series. I was like, how do you deal with the hate?
Yeah.
You kind of answered that there, as in you just, it bounces off you. Does it ever kind of dent you?
Do you know what? So I think it's because I've slowly grown up online.
Yeah.
Like, since 2014, I've had a gentle exposure to it, like pushing the boat out. Whereas some people, for example, this is a perfect example, actually, they'd go on Love Island or a reality TV show. They'd go in, they'd have, you know, an audience of 100 people. They'd, you know, just work whatever job they did before. They'd come out to millions of followers and it would be just 0 to 100. Yeah. It would just, and they crack up, they go crazy, as we've seen. Mm. And that's really harsh and difficult to do, to deal with all this newfound attention. But I've been slowly exposed to it, so slowly kind of built up a shell. And again, I just employ a bit of empathy. I go, if someone's taking time out of their day to watch your stuff, make a little fake profile, form an opinion on it, I'm like, you are taking 20 minutes out of your day. What's your day looking like? Mm. Would I swap places with you? No, so I just feel bad for people hating online. And Joe, it's a funny one, right? It's like, imagine you're dating a guy or a girl and you saw them in the comment section giving abuse to some celebrity you follow. You'd be like, are you insane? You'd be like, what are you doing? So, you know, the people that hate other people online, weird, weird bunch.
Okay, that's a really interesting insight you've given there about you've slowly grown up with it. Yeah. So you've slowly been exposed to it, as opposed to the people you talked about there. Yeah. It's just bang.
Exactly.
Now you're famous.
Yeah, that's a very tough one to deal with, you know, to actually even think about that. You know, it's very sudden. And also, now, with that said, 99% of the interactions I have online are insanely positive. Insanely positive, but it's just people, when they get one bad comment, it tends to get to them a lot more than nice thing. Because it's like, right, let's say you're walking down the street, okay? Someone's like, hey, you know, looking good. You're like, oh, thanks. You keep walking. They're like, hey, well, how's it going? Imagine someone went up to you and they're like, stay to you, screw you. You'd be like, sorry, what? It'd stop you in your tracks. Yeah. So we tend to get a little bit more shocked when people say something a bit mean towards us.
And how do you deal with the flip side of it then? How did you deal with becoming known?
Yeah, so it's when I walk around town, I was, you know, in town over the weekend, people come up and say, hey, you know, you helped me get in shape. You know, you taught me about this. It's unbelievably positive. And I think it's like the best feeling in the world. Like when someone comes up and say, I love what you do for work, and especially because majority of my audience is in Ireland, it's very positive. And like, even when I do an event, so again, pre-COVID era, another thing I do is I own an events agency where I bring CEOs and, you know, YouTubers and content creators together to talk about their journey. And the biggest event we've ever had was in the RDS. And it's just overwhelming positive, and it's a beautiful thing. And honestly, I think the best feeling I have in my entire life is when someone comes up and said, you've made a positive impact on my life. I think this is just the nicest thing. It feels better than being on holiday. It feels better than anything. It's the nicest thing.
Is it a bit surreal?
It is absolutely surreal. I still don't believe it. And it's crazy how nice people are. And it's crazy how much people can do with a little bit of encouragement. You know, is we all just can go so far with just a little bit of encouragement.
Hope you enjoyed that episode with Rob. Go back and listen to his full episode. It's episode 144. I will see you back here on Monday for the Idea Lab. Wherever you're listening to this, whether it's Spotify or Apple or anywhere else, hit subscribe, and I will see you back here on Monday.